Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The right fielder, George Myatt. Batting third. The second baseman, Fred Vaughn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Binks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Gil Torres. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jose Zerdan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Hefner. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey Hefner. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schock. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Curtwright. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Fred Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Myatt moves to third. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Myatt scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a line drive towards first. Nagel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 0. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Jose Zerdan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerdan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Curtwright. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Torres goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Senators. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case hits a line drive towards first. Nagel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Cartwright trying to get to third. Myatt throws the ball into Clift, who tags Cartwright for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock misplays the ball. That's an error on Schock. Myatt moves to second. Fred Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Myatt moves to third. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Cartwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Myatt scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Senators. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-1 in the game. Binks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Binks. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Schock applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Zerdan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerdan is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerdan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickshot hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cartwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Case moves to second. Fred Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Case moves to third. Myatt moves to second. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-1, Senators. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Binks strikes out. Two outs. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, Senators. Jose Zerdan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerdan is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerdan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zerdan, who is chasing the ball. Nagel reaches third base with a triple. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Zerdan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nagel scores. One out. It's 9-2, Senators. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Orengo pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Buck Ross now pitching. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kurt Wright, who is chasing the ball. Case reaches third base with a triple. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Case scores. Two outs. It's 10-2, Senators. Fred Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres misplays the ball. That's an error on Torres. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kurtwright hits a fly ball into center field. Zerdan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Vince Castano now catching. Danny Reynolds now playing second base. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Senators. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Binks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Torres hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Torres moves to second. Jose Zerdan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerdan is 0-for-3 in the game. Zerdan hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Torres moves to third. Evans moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cucinello hits a fly ball into center field. Zerdan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Nagel takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 11, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing third base. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Fred Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Binks hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Myatt. Moses reaches second base with a double. Danny Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickshott hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 11, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Torres is called out on strikes. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Zerdan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerdan is 0-for-4 in the game. Zerdan hits a fly ball into center field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kurtwright hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Zerdan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Nagel hits a line drive towards short. Torres reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.